In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today is the last Sunday in the Coptic year. And God willing, tomorrow evening we will have the Vespers of the new Coptic year, 1729. And always the church at the end of the year reminds us with the spiritual meaning or the spiritual lesson that we can benefit from the end of ages, end of year to the end of the ages. That's why last Sunday and today was the same topic from St. Mark and from Matthew. And as we heard the signs of the end, most of them we see nowadays. Wars here and there, earthquakes here and there, floods, massacres, and persecutions to the people of God, to the faithful. And as children of God, actually, all these things must not trouble us or concern us. But what concerns us more is what was written in this gospel, verse 15. Our Lord said, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, standing in the holy place. This is a very bad. Why? Because it is could be normal that the world which was put in evil can have these tribulations, these persecutions, these bad behaviors. But the very bad thing for us is that the corruption may reach the holy place, the abomination of the desolation, the corruption. Here the abomination of the desolation was mentioned in Daniel when the eagle of the Roman, the sign of the Roman emperor, came to the temple and destroyed the temple. They considered it abomination of desolation. But for me, if I want to apply it personally on myself, where is the holy place now? The holy place for the congregation is this holy place in which the altar is, on which the oblations are offered, in which all of us assemble around the holy body and the precious blood of our Lord to regain or to refresh the power of resurrection by partaking of the Holy Communion. This is on the level of the congregation. But on the personal level, what is the abomination of desolation which may come to the holy place? Appoint to your heart. Why? Because you are actually, individually, every one of us is the holy place. What is the holy place? The holy place is the place in which the holy dwells, in which the highest dwells, in which the Lord of Lords dwells. And every heart of us actually has become the holy place, but moreover, the temple of the Lord, the altar of the Lord, the mansion of the Holy Spirit. The thing that must concern us actually is if the corruption and the desolation reaches this holy place. This is one of the signs before, just before the coming of our Lord in the second coming as a judge to give each one according to his deeds. This is a very important point. And if we think of that at the last days of this old Coptic year, we have to recognize that when the Holy Spirit dwells in me, purifies my life, I should not permit or let or allow any corrupted deed or word or thought to come to this holy place. It's very important for us, my brothers in Christ, and we have to declare it clearly today. There will no one be allowed to the kingdom of heavens unless he keeps the pure vestment, the pure heart, the altar clean, his heart enlightened with the Holy Spirit. That's why every one of us needs to repent, needs to change, needs to renew his covenant with God day by day. Simply because the world around us tries to enter your holy place, tries to come your mind to your mind, to corrupt it with bad thoughts, bad sins, bad pleasures. And this bad world also is trying to enter your heart with bad feelings, bad emotions. And Satan tries to attack your senses, the senses, after being purified and sanctified by the Holy Spirit on the day of my baptism and confirmation. He tries to impure these senses, to see what I shouldn't see, to hear what I shouldn't hear, to say what I mustn't say, and to do what I should not do. This is the abomination of the desolation in my holy place. And this is the most concerning point in my relationship with God. Yes, every one of us comes to the church asking the Lord to cast out the power which tries to reach my holy place. Every one of us, when we come to the church, we do not come as a habit. We do not come as a routine. We do not come as a duty. We do not come as a social activities. We do come for this main point. That's why every one of us, when we come to the church, when we spend a couple of hours in the holy place reflects on my holy individual place. And I should not leave this place the same case when I entered it in the morning. I shouldn't do that. We have to change. And this is the repentance. The repentance is to change. One day, Abuna Tedros was here a couple of months ago, and there was a question saying to him, Abuna, what is the repentance? Immediately he replied, the repentance is U-turn. The repentance is U-turn. When you drive your car and you discover that you are driving in the wrong direction, the only way is to make U-turn. Now we have a high tech in our cars. We have GPS. GPS. And when you do not follow the GPS directions and you come in wrong, what do they say? Make you turn. Make you turn. Your GPS now is the Bible. Your GPS now is the Word of God. Your GPS now is the voice of the Holy Spirit in your heart, in your ears. He corrects. Correction. And you hear the GPS say, correction. She wants you to correct your way. This is what we need nowadays, is to correct our way when we discover that the abomination of the desolation is trying to reach my holy place. This is number one. Number two, which is also very important, he says in verse 12, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. The love of many will grow cold. What does it mean? Because of the evil which surrounds us, unfortunately, automatically, if we are not aware enough, if we are not wise enough, these evil demons which surrounds us, let the love to God grow cold. This is very dangerous. Why? Because usually the sinners feel that they have committed a great sin. I have committed adultery. I have committed killing. I have committed hatred. I have committed unfaithfulness to my brother. But if I do not, or I haven't committed any of those, but I am affected with the surrounding atmosphere, my love to God will grow cold. Then from heat to warm to lukewarmness. One of our diseases is the lukewarmness. The lukewarmness. One of the signs of the lukewarmness, when I ask any one of us, how are you doing? Alhamdulillah, thank God. Yani, everything is going normal. We pray sometimes. When we have time, we read the Bible. But there are some lies. Sometimes we swear. Sometimes we lie. Sometimes we say bad words. Sometimes. But it's not dangerous, Abuna. Don't worry about it. I mean, we are good. This is the lukewarmness. This is the bad sign. Because I don't recognize that my love to God is growing cold. And then I find excuses to my deeds, my sins. And I try to justify myself, saying, compared to the others, I am good. Look at the others. They are in the bars. They are in the bad places. Look, when they meet, they do so and so and so, but thank God, Pharisees. I am better than the others. Then my love is growing cold and cold. And the dangerous of that is the taste of the spiritual practices I lose. I don't have taste. I pray, but I do not enjoy my prayers. I read the Bible, but for knowledge. Not for spiritual growth. I come to the church, but as a habit, not because I need. Brothers and sisters in Christ, be aware of that. The most dangerous enemy which attacks us in the church is the lukewarmness. We are neither hot nor cold, untasty. Untasty. That's why the Lord in the Revelation book said, I'm going to throw you off. Oh my God. Can you? Yes. I cannot drink you. I can drink hot drink from the kettle or cold drink from the fridge. But I cannot drink a warm, neither cold, neither heat. This is the spiritual case that most of us, unfortunately, have. We do not feel that we are sinners. We do not feel that we need day by day to grow in love of Jesus Christ. And His love must fill my heart, my senses, my body, my soul, my life, my time, everything in my life. Otherwise, I will grow cold in my love to Jesus Christ. The third and the last point is the sign of the Son of Man. The sign of the Son of Man will be the last sign before He comes. If you assume that he is coming during our liturgy now, what will happen? No sun, no moon, no stars, no light. Why? Because the true light will appear literally. The true light will come. And the true light will come not with the sign of resurrection, but the sign of the cross. The sign of the Son of Man is the cross. And if the cross is in your heart, then this sign is shining now. Whenever he comes, when the sun gone, no problem for me. I still see through the true light. If I don't have moon, no problem. I still have the true light. If there is no light in the world, no stars, nothing, no power. But the power of the true light enlightens my heart, shines in my heart. Then when he comes, I will not be like the others. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. All the nations will weep, will mourn, will regret, except me, if I still have the sign of man in my heart, if I still carry the cross on my shoulder after him in the procession of the salvation. That's why at the end of the year, we have to remind ourselves with these important signs. Do not let the abomination of desolation come to your heart. Do not let the lukewarmness come to your relationship with God. Let the sign of the Lord, his cross, be enlightening and shining in your heart, in your deeds, in your sins, senses, in your life. Then when he comes, you will be glad. You will be justified. You will be very happy, because what you have inside is fitting what you will see, and the whole world will see when he comes in the power and glory on the last day. We pray to the Lord to conclude this old year, the two coming days, only tomorrow actually, and begin the new year and the new life with a new concept, with a new life. Return to God and he will return to you. Let it a good start to the new year, with a new life, with a new covenant with God, to be glad and happy with him forever in heavens. Glory be to him forever. Amen.